We're on an adventure. I'm Joseph, this is Input English. I came here for an adventure. We are in San Mateo County in California. We're very near to Half Moon Bay. Half Moon Bay is a great destination for people to visit. It has a lot to offer. Beautiful seashores, lots of restaurants, lots of shops, lots of things to do. But I have chosen to come to the Fitzgerald Marine Reserve for a very specific reason. Now, if you look over my shoulder here, you can see some bones. So that is a skeleton of a gray whale. A dead gray whale was found in 2021, and the bones from that carcass were conserved. They were collected and cleaned. They were painted with a protective layer of paint, but these are real bones. It is a fairly complete skeleton. It's here on display all the time. So I'm going to walk over and let you see this gigantic collection of bones. So there you can see the skull. And arrayed behind the skull are the vertebrae. And then these in the foreground are ribs. This is the upper extremity, but the small bones are missing on this side. I've walked around to the other side now, and you can see these small bones, and these would correspond to the structures of our hand. You can see the radius and ulna. That very stubby bone is the humerus. And then the flat bone is the shoulder blade, which we call scapula. Again, we've got ribs, vertebra, and this whale had a tail. The Marine Reserve has a lot of California poppies. The state flower. So I'm going to investigate where to walk. There are a lot of things to see in this Marine Reserve. And I'm going to give you a tour. So we've come upon my first surprise of the day. I thought I had planned this pretty well, but it turns out that today is going to be a test of my ability to adapt. So I knew when the low tide was, and I knew I wanted to be here just before the low tide because exploring tidal pools, that is, pools of water in the tidal zone, can give us glimpses of lots of marine life that ordinarily is deep underwater and you wouldn't be able to see it. The activity of exploring this tidal zone at low tide is called tide pooling. And I had in mind to do that today and, of course, bring the camera. My plan was to show you some marine life that is temporarily above the surface of the water and thus visible. Now, behind me, there are a couple of signs. You can see them. The walkway, the path down to the coast is blocked and it says no access. And what's going on is that harbor seal pups are being born and cared for by their mother. So this pupping activity needs to be protected. So this marine reserve, the people that run this marine reserve, have blocked access. So we can't go down there and walk among the marine life at low tide because we're giving priority to the harbor seals. Well, I just get to adapt to that. It's okay. This is not the end of the world. Now, there are other places to go. I saw, as I found my parking space, a walkway up to the bluff, and that should give us a nice view from above. But the walk up onto the bluff won't interfere with pupping activities. So now we are on the trail. We're in a little grove of trees providing a lot of shade, but shortly I'm going to be out in the bright sun, and it won't take us very long to get to the edge of the bluff and a really good view of the seashore. It's been a long time since I've been to Half Moon Bay. I was here with my wife before the pandemic, and as I recall, we were looking for a place to have lunch, and my recollection is I was kind of in a fussy mood and was looking for a particular kind of cuisine, and they didn't open until 4 in the afternoon, and so I got a little irritated because my findings on that day didn't match my expectations. I like to think I've grown up a little bit since then. So, as it turns out, I looked on the internet to identify a place to have lunch, and I found this really inviting restaurant. And I thought, oh, this would be a lovely place to have lunch. Great, I have a plan. And then I looked at their operating hours and found that they open at 4 p.m. At that point, I realized that it was probably the same restaurant and the same thought process that had occurred more than half a decade ago. So someday, I will come back after 4 p.m. and eat in that wonderful restaurant. Now, I've been vague about what kind of restaurant it is. This restaurant serves the cuisine of the Himalayas, that is Nepal. And I'm very fond of those dishes. So someday I'll come back after 4 while they're open. But today I don't have time budgeted for that. I have things to do in the end of the afternoon, so I don't have the luxury of hanging around until 4 o'clock waiting for this restaurant to open. Sure would be nice, though. So let's see if I can get us further up the trail. Oh my goodness. This is lovely. Definitely worth the walk and the drive. I drove quite a ways to get here. Oh my goodness. So we'll definitely have to come back here when the harbor seals have finished their pupping, because I do want to take us down to the tidal pools. That's just not going to happen today. So we are up on the bluff. You can see the coast behind me. You couldn't ask for better conditions. It's a light breeze. It might make a little bit of wind noise, but I should be able to handle that in post-production. If you look down there on the rocks, there's a small animal. Looks kind of like a dog. That's a coyote. That coyote just went after a harbor seal. Now, I don't think a coyote is going to be able to attack a harbor seal. But maybe there's a bunch of harbor seals getting into the water. Pretty amazing. So I'm going to have to look as I edit this video and see if I can magnify that so that you can see what I saw. I saw a coyote going after a harbor seal. The harbor seal very quickly got in the water and escaped. And then in parallel with that, a couple dozen gigantic harbor seals made their way to the water and got out of there. They didn't want anything to do with that coyote. Very interesting. I didn't see any pups. That's probably what brings that coyote to this area. This is pupping season, and I could see that a coyote would have a hard time attacking an adult harbor seal. But if a coyote could find a pup, then that would be a completely different story. That could be quite the meal for a hungry coyote. I'm beginning to understand why that animal is down there. This is probably not an accident. So I'm going to walk further up. Oh, this is so cool. So here's the coyote coming back on the sand, wary, okay, so now we're back in the trees, subdued light. I just ran into some people, I had a nice conversation. They had discovered the coyote right after I had, and the lady who I was talking to was very quick to identify the reason that the coyote would be down there at the seashore. She knew immediately that that coyote, being an opportunist, was looking for harbor seal pups. This is beautiful. We're in a pine forest. It looks very manicured. There's almost nothing on the ground below these trees. I don't know if that's natural, that there's just so much shade here that plants don't grow, or maybe the people that manage this area keep it devoid of undergrowth. I don't know. Every time I come to the Pacific Coast, I have a wish to see a whale spout. I look out over the ocean and wonder what's lurking underneath those waves. Could there be a whale? I didn't check the internet to see where the migration stands. This is an area that has a lot of whale migration every year. They go south for the winter and north for the summer. And so one could infer that this would be a good time that whales would be migrating toward the north. The waters up north are full of nutrients, lots of food for whales. Down south is a better place for them to be in the winter, and down south is a better place for them to raise their calves. But I look out over the Pacific and just wonder, if I stare patiently, will I see a whale spout? Now, in a previous video, I told a story. My daughter and her husband had come to visit us many years ago, long before the pandemic, and we were down near Pescadero. And we were driving along the Pacific Coast Highway, and I was driving, and I pointed out that if they looked out the window to the right and looked onto the Pacific, that they might see a whale spout. And shortly after saying those words, they did. They did see a whale spout. And we were able to pull over and look and see more. Pretty fantastic. So today, while I'm talking to you, I'm looking over your shoulder, as it were. And I don't see any whales. I don't see any whales today. I wonder where they are. Magnificent. Okay, so I'm going to continue walking. This is a really peaceful park. A lot of trees. Some of the trees are dead. It's hard for me to interpret that, whether there is a blight. But there are a lot of dead trees. And these are evergreen trees. They are not deciduous trees. You know, if you see an oak tree with a bunch of dead leaves on it, you just say, well, that's an oak tree. That's part of its normal life cycle. But these are pine trees. And if you see all the pine needles on a pine tree have turned brown, you may safely presume that that pine tree is dead. Now, there are some diseases of trees and plants that do occur, and in our area we do see trees dying. And it looks like a contagion to me. Near to our home, I've seen a tree die, and then months later, the one that was next to it starts to turn brown, and so on. And I've seen an entire line of trees gradually succumb to whatever was killing them. I assume it's some sort of fungal infection, but I could be wrong. Okay, there's something interesting. Let's see if I can get a good picture of that. Well, an interesting turn of events. What I see down there on the rocks is a lot of people. So I'm going to infer that there's a way to get down there. So now I've got a job to do. So a little investigation, and I have discovered there are stairs that take us right down to the tidal zone. So we will be down there in a very short while. There was an interesting take-home message for me on this visit. My first impression was that my plan to go to the tidal pools was going to be thwarted by the management of the Marine Reserve. And I was going to have to cope with disappointment, maybe come back on a different day. But as it turns out, it was just that one access point, and we're about to be exactly where I wanted us to be. I have successfully negotiated these stairs, and I'm walking down to the ocean. This is the Pacific Ocean, the Pacific coast. The water is clear in this little quiet bay. It smells like the ocean. It smells very nice. So, that's the view. Pretty magnificent. There are some houses up here on the bluff, and I'm perfectly satisfied with where we live, don't get me wrong, but what a magnificent place to live, right on the Pacific coast. Fantastic. Well, I've gotten down onto the rocks, and all around me, this is a marine habitat that is rendered above the level of the water because the tide is down. This is low tide, exactly as planned. I couldn't be happier. So, surveying this area, what I see is a lot of groups of young people. It appears that one or more classes of school children have been brought here for a learning experience. This is very good. The other thing I have to suspect is that they are over there, perhaps because of the expertise of the person guiding them. I'm in an area of these rocks that doesn't have many people on it, and it may be that there's not much to see here. So far, I've not seen a lot of marine life in these little pools. I am going to walk over to where the kids are observing, and maybe they have found an area that's a little richer in things to look at. So that, to my eye, is an anemone here, here. It looks like these anemone really don't look like much when they're out of the water. The footing here, as I try to walk, is very uneven. It's very challenging to walk, and the seaweed that coats the surfaces is fairly slippery. So I could see an opportunity to fall and get injured, and I'd like to avoid that. Really. So that is an anemone. I've looked in a lot of these pools and I see a lot of seaweed. I see a fair number of sea anemone. I don't see a lot of fish and I don't see a lot of crabs. This pool right next to me had a little shrimp, but he was very quick to move and hide, so there was not a chance that I would be able to get any video of that shrimp. They can hide very effectively. So I'm going to poke around here and see if I can scare up something fun to look at. This is not the rich tide pooling experience that I've had in other locations. I don't think we're done with tide pools. This was a foray to try to bring you to tide pooling, but so far it hasn't been the rich experience that I've had elsewhere. I have a plan on making another video. I'm going to drive south around Monterey Bay to Pacific Grove. And near Pacific Grove, there are some really great opportunities for tide pooling. So we're not done with this topic. Right there under the shelf, you can see a sea anemone. That anemone is open for business. Here's something fun. Some really small corals. Beautiful, but tiny. That's a scale of how small these things are. So we're right down at the surf zone. This is where the surf is coming onto these rocks, right behind me. I've looked around. I've not seen a lot of marine life activity to showcase here. So I'm committed to continuing. I'm going to head back to the car today. And I'm going to plan a trip down to Pacific Grove. The seashore near Asilomar is wonderful for tide pools. So we'll pick this topic up in the future. I invite comments below. And if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.